Yes, and of course, Dave Loudon always joins us, sporting the media from La Trobe University. So if you want to get involved in the media, radio and television, or the print, if you want to do anything in the media, look up the La Trobe website, because they are the best in the business. Dave Loudon joins us. G'day, Dave.
G'day, KB, and you don't even have to, you can certainly look up the La Trobe website, but where I'm talking to you from today is the Age Careers Expo at Caulfield Racecourse. All the education providers are here, and so La Trobe's got a big stand, and you can come and talk to us in person and talk about different sport courses we do, and there's just hundreds of school children here. I was talking to a couple of lads from Findlay up in New South Wales. Yep. I've travelled all the way down to find out about it. And tomorrow, one of our students is going to be giving a talk, a special talk about his time at La Trobe. And you might have heard of him. His name's Brodie Grundy.
Yes, Collingwood star.
He's tonight, so he's Collingwood star. So he's doing physiotherapy with us at La Trobe, and he's going to talk about what it's like to combine footy and study. And people might be thinking about their mature age and want to combine work and study. So 10:30 tomorrow morning at the Age Career Expo Caulfield Racecourse. So I reckon it'd be well worth a listen, actually.
Absolutely, after he plays tonight as well. Of course, Findlay was the home of Alan Jean, Shane Crawford, and former Richmond player Tim Powell from Findlay.
We all talked about that. The boys certainly knew that, so they were very interested in maybe coming down and doing sport with us, and that was great. And talking about soccer versus footy, because, of course, Brodie would be playing at the MCG, but the week started with the two Melbourne soccer clubs, City and Victory, hyping up the big match.
Yeah, I pulled up quite well. Obviously, the flight's a few hours, but some good treatment, and I feel quite good. There's a reason why they're number one, and I think that's a great reason why we need to knock them off.
We just got to go out there and do the business. You can talk all you want. Semi-finals are different. Semi-finals are very special, and I think we have an experienced team who's been in many, many battles.
I loved it. I loved the way they were needling each other. I thought, oh, it's going to be good. Mm. But, of course, we've been talking since then about soccer versus footy, and I heard you this morning talking about kids, leaning towards perhaps participating if we don't, have a look at the way footy's played. Attendance is one measure, but I think the big test will be the ratings. Will the soccer outrate the footy? And that's really important, because in terms of potential TV rights revenue, if soccer was ever going to take on footy, and I'm a soccer fan, but are we really thinking that soccer would one day be played in the winter against the footy? I just can't see that happening for a very long time. So,
is it on free to air tonight? Certainly, it'll be on Fox, wouldn't it? Tonight, certainly is on Fox. I spoke to Andy Harper, but I mean, Fox is a bit different than free to air TV in terms of ratings.
Now, that's a good point you make, and I don't know if it's on SBS or not, because they do have the rights to show some matches. So that's a good point you make. But even so, I think we'll be able to. Next week, we'll be able to look at, okay, well, how did it rate compared to...
It's on SBS as well from 8 o'clock tonight.
There you are.
So it's on both.
So this is going to be a great opportunity, because we don't get this very often, this head-to-head test. Now, it's a semi-final and it's a big game. I think it'll be fantastic anyway. And so I'm not deriding. I think it's great that soccer's got to the point that it has. I think we need to just be mindful of the fact that it's not really like for like at the minute. But your point was well made, and I take that on board as well.
What else caught your attention?
Well, there's a big stash tonight between the footy clubs of different codes, but there was a big stash on SEN between, it was a derby on the radio, the run home versus Hungry for Sport.
He is so wrong in saying, why can't I just walk from spot A to spot B? Well, you can't, because you're an AFL coach and people are going to want a piece of you.
That is the stupidest thing Patrick Smith has ever said.
I mean, he's a human
being. That a bloke can't walk down because he's an AFL coach, please.
Yeah, these idiots, they need to be told as well. I mean, and it's up to people on radio and others in the community to say, mate, what you're doing to this bloke is just ridiculous.
No doubt him and Kevin have had a cup of tea before the show and said, right, let's make the stupidest radio we can. And they delivered. They delivered on the big stage today.
Now, the bottomless pit of idiocy behind those comments by both men, asked by this station, Kevin, to enlighten the community, is both chilling and disturbing. What they want to do is they want the coaches to empower these idiots by interacting with them. But these idiots, Hegel and Jekyll, they actually think that Clarkson should go down there slashing at left and right at these fools who would come up and annoy him. They think that's solving the problem. What idiocy.
All he said is that they should be able to walk from point A to point B. We didn't say anything about lashing out.
No. Left and right.
Left and right. What the hell are they talking about now?
It's very clear that these two are talking to the wrong demographic. And I'm not being ageist, but we don't have an audience that are over 80.
Fabulous radio. It's so funny. And I think the point right at the end was made is that when I was listening to it, you know, and obviously that transpired over a number of days, but really we are talking about two separate things. Is I think all of us in society would like to think, and I think it's one of the great things about Australian rules football and a lot of other sports, is that people of rival, you know, fans of rival teams and officials and, you know, the players can walk from the car, but, you know, they park underneath now, but, you know, we still like to think that we have this type of society where we don't need to segregate the fans and that we can all enjoy the game together. So I think that point is valid, and I think we all agree with that point. But equally valid is that times have changed. People are more high profile than they once were, and so maybe we do have to look at, well, can we, even though we would like to do it, can we do it? And then there was this sort of other separate argument about the way you would react. And I think Patrick's original point way back last week was that if you don't think you can restrain yourself, then you ought to hop on the team bus. So I think there were two points being made, and it kind of, in a way, got lost with the slanging match, but terribly funny stuff.
What about catching up? Did you catch up with the story about gambling in the AFL?
I did, and I was just going to say, it's funny that Ox is involved in both because he's such a great advocate, and I won't talk too much because I think it's better to listen to him, but he's such a great advocate for the anti-gambling message, and I guess this story was a story about, well, is it something that's unique to AFL players who've got a lot of money on their, or potentially a lot of money and a lot of time on their hands, or is it a wider society issue? So let's listen to the Ox first.
So the internet betting has taken over, the mobile devices has taken over, and unfortunately the sports people, they hit a lot of key demographics for problem gambling. I'm talking about most of them are single, most of them are, well, not single, but they're not married, they earn good money, they got a lot of spare time. They're adored by people. They're adrenaline junkies. They you know, love risk. They, you know, and it's team sports, so it's team environment. So some of them are bound to fall through the cracks.
So Mick Warner's article obviously was, you know, an important conversation starter. But what really transpired from there, and this is the power of radio, where people, you know, have access and can speak in their own voice. A caller rang up and I think gave a very heartfelt account of his own circumstances.
She said to me, "You're all the same. You're all effing liars." And that's when I realised I'd spent pretty much my whole marriage lying to her. Just little lies, you know, little lies like, where are you? Mm. And you just say, "I'm still at work."
Yeah.
Or you don't answer your phone. And you've spent your whole life just lying and lying to yourself, your family and everyone. And that's the part that really hurt me. And that's the other hard thing is wherever you go, it's there. Every pub you drive past, every, you know, you got your iPad in front of you, you got, it's on the telly constantly, and it's just, you know, it's just constant.
It's a powerful story, wasn't it?
Really powerful.
That was Adam, a caller who phoned up the boys on the run home.
He phoned up the run home, and I'll be using it as an example for my students, because what SEN's doing really well, I think, and, you know, it's easy for people to say, well, you're just saying that because you're on it, but what SEN's doing really well now is they're chasing the same-day story and, you know, in sometimes setting the agenda for the 24-hour news cycle, but it, actually people are using their programs now to tease out stories and actually, you know, I mean, to hear that guy talk in his own voice, and it's so much more powerful than reading about it.
Yeah.
And he's not likely to be found on a TV interview. He's able to get access. And so, you know, I'd just say well done, SEN, for taking that issue. You could have easily just beaten that issue up into footy players have got too much money and too much time and they ought to be reined in. But no, it was actually a much more thoughtful discussion. And so, yeah, hats off.
What about Media Performer of the Week?
Well, I reckon this bloke, you know, it's not as though he's not been in the media. He's written fantastic articles, but he's taken his game to another level. And I think he's taken, with the captaincy, he's taking his ambassador role for the Western Bulldogs to another level. And, of course, I'm talking about Bob Murphy.
How do you not get emotional about footy? That's one of the best. It's the best game I've ever, best win I've ever been a part of. We know how good Sydney are. They've been a great club for a long, long time. We're just starting out, but that was pretty special.
Yes, and I was up there with that game. It was a fantastic win by the Bulldogs. They're having a very, very good season so far.
And he's telling the story. He's making everyone feel part of it, not just Bulldogs fans. We all want them to succeed now.
No, it's one of those great stories so far, the Bulldogs, and maybe the talking point of 2015. Dave, always great to catch up, sport and the media. Thanks for joining us. Catch you next week.
Thanks, KB.
Time for a break.